everyone, and welcome to this wonderful Tuesday. I don't know how things are in your area of America or the world that you're living in now, the part of the world that you're in now, which I know would be the English-speaking part of the world because you're understanding, you know, Steve?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. That got to be English.
Mm-hmm. It does. So that would mean you're in either Austria or Australia, I mean.
Yeah, and Zealand.
So you're either in Australia or Zealand and America and places and Canada, which is part of England. And I guess it just goes on and on, doesn't it? Welcome to the Bobby Dooley Podcast. We're so blessed, really, to be with you. You know, the more I read Kim Kardashian's thoughts on Tweedner, the more I really appreciate the depth of the thinking of what she does. And I am so impressed with their family, the Kardashian family. You know, Steve?
Yeah, they're very grateful to the God.
They really, really are. Mm-hmm. And they're so, and I agree when I read Kim Kardashian and her brother Khloe, what they say, God is so blessing and blessful. It's so wonderful to have family. And so wonderful to have family in an 8,000 or 9,000 square foot home. And God, thank you for the blessings. And really, what we're talking about, what are we talking about, Steve?
Well, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, because we had the big thing. This is episode 28.
Yeah.
Of the podcast, of the Bobby Dooley podcast. So I wanted everyone to know that. So, but now I forgot what the podcast is about.
Well, you're talking about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's right. Kim Kardashian and her sister, Khloe, and Bruce Jenner, which is actually, that's her grandfather.
Well, no.
You know, there's so many of them, and I'm so utterly confused by them, but I'm also very impressed. And as I said to you, I had to unfollow, well, I didn't say this to you, I did unfollow Kim on Tweedler because it was getting irritating seeing all of her tweets. But at the same time, it wasn't irritating as in she's not saying smart stuff, but it was irritating just seeing her there. And I'll tell you why. I think she's beautiful, but I am not a big fan of the way she shows off the butt. And Steve, I know you are, you know, being a man.
Yeah, well, I am. I do admit it. Yeah.
Which is really funny, honey, because you have a wife here who, I'm so petite, and I have the small butt, but my butt has shape. Kim Kardashian has shape, width, depth, size, enormity, as well as, you know, some of the theories, you know.
Well, in the gravitational, I think that's real ridiculous.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people have talked about, is there a gravitational pull there? And people will look at you and say, oh, ha ha. And you'll say, no, excuse me, but if you're talking about something as big and as wide and as just, it's so, it just goes on and on. Are we now into an area, you know, of the gravitational pull? Nonetheless, about the only thing that gets pulled when Kim Kardashian is around is Steve's you-know-what when mommy isn't around. I can't believe I'm talking about this, but anyway.
Well, we want, you know, let people know we're real people, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. We do want people to know that. Anyway, this is all to say what? It's to say it is the Thanksgiving season, and we are so thankful to God for our family, for our health, for our gated community, for the fact that we have the 24-hour security that we have, and and the and Kit and Kat, which are our Mercedes Benzes that we've nicknamed Kit and Kat, Steve, right?
Yeah, they're, I love them so deeply.
They are a lot of fun. Steve's is black with yours is black with black interior, but mine is black with white interior, because I don't want people to think that my soul is black. Because if you have your if you have a Mercedes Benz and it's black and you have a black interior, you have a black heart and a black soul. Except for my husband Steve, who got black interior so that we're all warm in the winter, but in the summer.
Yeah, well, in the summertime, it'll burn us. It'll burn you alive.
Mm-hmm. But ordinarily, I'd say that my husband Steve has a black soul and is almost soulless. But because of the Mercedes Benz, I'm really confused now. We were talking about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Kim Kardashian says so many wonderful things. God is wonderful. He's beautiful. He's blessed us with a card room and with a billiard room. And isn't he so wonderful that we're together on this Thanksgiving holiday, that all of us, I love my sisters. I love my mother. I just love my brother. I'm just so happy that I have a family such as this and 5 acres on which we can romp and frolic. Or frolic.
Yeah, it's just, it really is wonderful.
It really, really is. Mm-hmm. To be able to enjoy that. Well, some of the fallout from the fall-tacular, if you'll pardon me for, you know, the little fallout, fall, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
A little bit of fallout when Ron and the two brothers that crashed the dance, I forget their name, Della something, were beaten by the runway models and left behind, I think, some pool equipment over in the Yucca area. They were beaten fairly well, and I say that, you know, with great charity, but they were beaten fairly thoroughly with a couple of crystal serving trays, as well as, I think, one of the gals found, I think it was an old street lamp.
Yeah, it was a street lamp. It was made out of heavy iron.
So they found an old street lamp, and they beat Ron pretty severely with that as he lay on the ground. But they went for the soft tissue of the belly as well as the ribs and broke a few ribs, causing some internal bleeding. Well, apparently Ron crawled to the car Sunday morning. Sometime the boys or the men left. I say boys because they act like children. You know.
Well, they really, and they really, you know.
Anyway, one of them, when they finally crawled into their car and started it up, it turns out that they only got a few blocks before they went down a hill. They lost control of the car, and it careened down a hill and hit a retaining wall near one of the flood control channels where it hung for a while, and then they were finally rescued by a search and rescue of the L.A. County.
Yeah, they dangled from the card, and then they finally, search and rescue, got him.
Yeah, they really, really did. So that's some of the business that we had left over from the Fall-tacular this year, as well as some of the other things, what got done.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Uncle Fester.
Bobby Dooley Podcast, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, for the Sideshow Network.
It was several hundred feet, and imagine if the dangling ended and they crashed to the
flood control.
Yeah, but there's no water in it, so they would have burned. Oh, they would have burned.